Hanson Arts Park improvements underway. State Insurance Commission encourages flood insurance. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Rosemary McDougall has been the caretaker of the Hanson Arts Park's beauty, spending hours each week weeding and watering the park. Now a project sponsored by her and her husband will help in the upkeep of the park's beautification. Jamestown Arts Center Executive Director Mindy Schmidt says because of a planned project, they've moved the downtown arts market to begin in July.
We're not going to start the downtown arts market until July 7th because we have a great project going on in the arts park. Under the direction of Ken McDougall and his wife Rosemary, he's undertaken a project to put a sprinkler system in the park where we're going to resod it with brand new sod.
Schmidt's added that Pheasants Forever has also donated their time and funds to plant some native flowers and plants in flower beds. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. High water from snowmelt coupled with above average rainfall has caused flooding across North Dakota. Cities such as Grand Forks, Valley City, and most recently Carrington have dealt with flooding following heavy rainfall events.
We can't quite seem to figure it out in North Dakota whether we have too much water or not enough. And usually when we have too much, it's in a really short time frame, and so that causes some damage. And also, especially when you get the eastern side of the state, the water has nowhere to go. It's so flat.
North Dakota Insurance Commissioner John Gottfried says in those affected areas and many others in the state, flood insurance is vital.
There is nobody that is immune to flooding. I live in Bismarck, and we live up on the top of the hill toward the middle of town there. But we still look at it because, again, you get a torrential downpour, you get some rain, something like that. You know, you can have flooding, and you think of an inch of water in your house and how much damage that can cause. That's, you know, you're looking at $25,000 before you know it just from an inch of water.
And state animal health officials have extended a ban to poultry events indefinitely as a bird flu outbreak continues. The State Board of Animal Health has canceled all shows, public sales, swaps, and exhibitions of poultry to help slow the disease. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, be sure to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search News Dakota.